You're listening to Life Strategies with Monique. Get ready to be empowered and inspired.
Well, hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Life Strategies with Monique. Today, we have with us Kathy Chapman, and I can't wait for you to hear her story. She is an amazing woman of God who's going to share with you today her supernatural experience with God. She's going to talk to us today about how she was able to be healed from cancer through a holistic approach. Welcome to the show, Kathy. I'm so excited to hear your story today. How are you?
Thank you for inviting me. I am doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I am great. I am great. Good. Well, let's just go ahead and dive in and just talk about a little bit about your background. Tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and your life story.
Oh, okay. Well, I am a wife to my husband of 34 years, and I have three adult daughters. And so, you know, life has always been, I guess you can say, hustle and bustle, you know. I've always had little people in my life.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm an entrepreneur. Okay. I own my own business. I have always had my own business, and I am a retired cosmetologist, professional cosmetologist. I tell you, I just have been shaking and moving and things of God.
Well, that's awesome. So let's go back and talk a little bit about that moment where you found out that you had cancer. So take us back there and tell us a little bit about that journey and how God has now moved you into where you are currently in life.
Oh, absolutely. I give God the utmost honor and praise and glory that's due unto his name, because it is all about him. Back in December of, as a matter of fact, December 31st, 2007. I was a general manager for a major hair chain. And that particular evening, of course, it was New Year's Eve. You know, we're getting ready to cross over into the new year. And one of my staff members didn't show up. So that caused me to do a double shift that day, which wasn't supposed to happen. But needless to say, I wound up pulling a double shift. And so, you know, we had been, you know, just going for it all day long. And so by the time the end of the day came, we were, you know, it was time to close. And we had people still at the door, knocking on the door, begging, please, can we get our hair cut? So anywho, you know, what the heck? It's past close anyway. Come on in. Finished up the evening, you know, and got home and was really anticipating going into the New Year's Eve service at church. And so I got home, and by the time I got home, it was like close to midnight, and I was tired and everything. And so I'm one of those individuals that do self-examinations. And so I got in the shower, you know, tired. And once that hot water hit me, I was like, oh, you know what? I think I'm just going to chill, and I'm going to pray right here. So I went on to give a self-examination, and I was like, okay. What was that? So I'm like, okay. Cause I was tired, but I woke up real quick. I was like, what was that? And so continuing on with the shower, I was like, I'm just tired. Let me just try this again. And that's when I discovered it. I personally discovered my own lung.
Wow.
It was hard as a rock, and it was just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. And we hear our doctors all the time tell us, you know, do those self-examinations. So I really want that to just really speak to our listeners about how important it is to make sure that we examine, because that was one thing that was part of like a lifesaver for you.
It was. It really was. I really want that to resonate with the listeners on this evening, because it is so vitally important, because, you know, our health professionals professionals, sometimes they fall off the wagon. And, you know, we'll get along. We'll talk about that as well, because I had a mammogram earlier that year. Wow. So it's like, when I discovered the lump, I'm like, what is this? You know, like, oh, this sooner. So, yeah, self-examinations are so, so, so vitally important.
And so what did you do next after that? Once you had discovered that lump, did you decide to go ahead and make an appointment to go see the doctor?
I did. Or? Well, you know, what I didn't want to move too hastily. But of course, you know, when you find something like that in your body, and if you think about it, it was on a holiday weekend. Mm-hmm. So if I remember correctly, I think it was something like a Friday night leading into a Saturday, or it was a Saturday leading into a Sunday. So therefore, you know, the next business day, whatever it was a major holiday. So I had all of those odds against me. So at that moment, just all type of things began to race in my mind, you know, fear, of course, and doubting, and just anything that you can think of the enemy threw at me. Mm-hmm. And so it was really difficult. I had to wait until my family got home. I said, well, I won't say anything to my girls, because at that time, my youngest was 15 at that moment. And I didn't want to alarm the girls, because I have three adult daughters now. And so once they got home, my husband, they finally got home. It was almost 3 o'clock in the morning. I was like, and it just seems like I was pacing the floor the whole time, just pacing the floor. And I, you know, I would try to lay down, because, you know, of course I was tired, but I wasn't tired anymore after that. As a matter of fact, I couldn't sleep after that.
Right.
And so they finally made it home. And so I pulled my husband into our bedroom, and I shared with him what I had discovered. And so he did another examination, you know, just to confirm what I had felt, you know. Uh-huh. And sure enough, you know, he felt the same thing I felt. And so here we are on a holiday weekend. I'm having to put on this mask. You know, I had to put this mask on. You know, like nothing was wrong. Everything was hunky-dory, you know, enjoy family. We had plans, you know. So I had to go on as if nothing was wrong, when in actuality, turmoil was taking place on the inside of my temple.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wow. It was something to behold.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so you finally get through the weekend, and now
the weekend, I called the doctor's office, called my PCP, and told them what the issue was. And of course, they got me right in. If not that same day, the next day, I had an appointment and got into the doctor's office, and she did the examination. Because, you know, the whole time my husband and I are praying, oh, this is just a cyst, you know, it's not what we think it is, you know. Was going to be good, you know, especially you're a believer, you're walking in the precepts and the concepts of the Word of God, and leaders in the ministry. My husband is at that time he was an elder, he's a pastor now, and I'm a minister. You know, you're walking in the things of God, you know, you're like, okay, what is this?
And yeah, so, definitely.
Oh, absolutely. It's just all kinds of things came at me. It's like, you know, you're like, the question of why me, you know, what did I do? Just all kinds of stuff. So anywho, my doctor, she examined me, and I think we actually took x-rays. I don't know if we did another mammogram, but some type of whatever examination she did confirmed what I felt.
Right.
And she said, and then she said, Ms. Chapman, she said, I hate to be bearer of bad news. This is, it's cancer. So that was one of those moments where I lost.
Okay, so you and your husband are together, and now you've gotten this bad news.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the next steps at that point?
Well, one of the things that was, I found to be somewhat of a deception, was that my PCP made mention that, oh, you know, we caught it early. It appears to be just stage one. So that was a glimpse of hope at that moment, you know, where you're like, oh, wow. You know, because you hear horror stories all the time about breast cancer. And so it just brought a sense of relief by her just saying that it was a stage one. Mm-hmm. So needless to say, as I mentioned, she referred me out to an oncologist. Now, mind you, because breast cancer is so prevalent these days, I had to wait. So here we are discovering this lump with a self-examination and then having to play the wait game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talk about it in my book. I cried and I cried uncontrollably.
Mm-hmm.
It was to the point to where I don't think anybody knew what I was going through, because all you could think about is your life, you know, everything flashing before you and the uncertainty of what is going to happen, because you have no earthly idea. If you've never encountered it, or if you've never had a close relative or a close friend to go through it, you just don't know what to expect. And all types of emotions come along with that. You know, fear, guilt, and even, believe it or not, shame.
Mm.
You know?
Talk a little bit more about that shame
shame. It's like, okay, you know, wow, this is embarrassing.
Mm.
You know, but that's the trick of the enemy, because
right.
he wants to isolate you. Right. So that spirit of shame was just as strong as the spirit of fear at that point. So it was, believe it or not, because of our faith, we were like, okay, you know, we're going to trust God. We believe in him for complete healing. And so what we did was, my husband's like, okay, we're getting a second opinion. Because granted, my PCP diagnosed it. And then we finally got into the oncologist after about a week or two. And he diagnosed it and was ready to just start rolling with, okay, surgery or whatever it is that he was recommending at that time. And so my husband's like, you know, slow your roll down. Hold on just a second. I think we need to get a second opinion before we just jump to conclusions. And so that's what we did. But what we had to do was, because my desire was to connect with MD Anderson oncology doctors here in Houston. I don't know if anybody is familiar with Houston, Texas, but
oh yeah,
the MD Anderson medical center team is, people come from all over the world. So therefore, I'm like, okay, I have this access in my hand. I want to also go to MD Anderson. And believe it or not, long story short, my insurance did not cover those physicians. So it was just a roller coaster ride. And I talk about it in my book a lot,
mm-hmm.
about how it was just a terrifying moment to know that you have access to the world's so-called world best doctors here in Houston, and you can't get to them because of your insurance.
Wow.
So that was another pill, a large pill to swallow.
So after you and your husband decided to get a second opinion, and you started thinking about your options, mm-hmm. you talk about in your book, and I want you to tell our listeners the name of your book and how you got to that place, but what led you to want to go the holistic approach? Because that's just not something that you hear a lot of people say. Some people even try to talk against, you know, the holistic approach.
Exactly.
And because, you know, this world is so inundated with drugs, they want you to, you know, do this. They want you to go through the radiation. They want you to do all of these things. And a lot of times those things may or may not work. So what made you and your husband make that decision to say, you know what, we're going to go a holistic approach?
Well, let me just share this. This was a personal decision.
Mm.
My husband had no input in on this.
Oh, wow. Wow.
This was from a conversation with the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And me resolving in my spirit that I was going to trust God to heal me.
Mm.
I started doing a lot of research, finding out, you know, what cancer was, you know, where did it derive from, you know, what causes it, this type of thing. And so just so many different things began to present itself to help me make this decision that I'm going to go holistic. And even during the journey, because I discovered it in January, but I didn't have my mastectomy. I had a left mastectomy. I decided to do a left mastectomy until April. So we have January, February, March, and 4 months went by. So from January until April and going through the transition of getting a second opinion, we found out that it was a stage four.
Wow.
Cancer. So that intensified the discovery. So it was like, okay, Lord, what's really going on? Then that's when I began to see my life flash before my eyes and just all kinds of stuff. You know, I saw myself lying in a casket, you know, even to the point to where one of my dear friends from church, I began to talk to her about how I want her to be very influential in my girls' lives. You know, just, you know, the enemy will just jump on you. He will right. just take your thoughts and take you to a whole nother level, take you out of the realm of God so that you can't hear from him. So that's why it's so important that we allow the Holy Spirit to have precedence in our lives on a daily basis, because that is the only way I was able to get through it. It's because I had to press in. I had to do overtime, double time. I had to do what they used to call a graveyard shift when it came.
Right.
Believing God for my healing.
That's right. Yeah. And that is so awesome and even just amazing that after all of that, you now find out that it's stage four cancer.
Stage four.
And so now you're like, okay, God.
Yes.
You know, I'm listening to you now.
Yes. So I decided to go holistic. And believe it or not, I didn't know what that looked like. Mm. And what was so ironic is that I had just met a client. Remember, I was a cosmetologist. Mm-hmm. So not only did I work for a chain, but I had my private clients as well. So, you know, my career was just thriving. It was just on a whole nother level at that point. And so I met this dear friend and her daughter, and she was holistic. And she would talk about, you know, how she ate, and how the kids were, you know, they ate clean. And I was like, how do you get the kids to do that? You know? And so just her presence brought about that yearning on the inside of me before I discovered. And so I was already leaning in that direction. I just hadn't crossed over.
Right.
And so once I found it and once I was diagnosed, I began to eat very clean. One of the things about cancer is sugar is your worst enemy. Mm. Cancer literally feeds off of sugar.
Wow.
And I don't know if a lot of people realize that, but it feeds off of sugar. And let me just throw this punch out there. I'm also a health and wellness advisor. So if anyone needs assistance or need that accountability partner, I am a health and wellness advisor.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. So yes, I threw that one out there. That was a freebie right there. But
sugar. Sugar. Wow.
Sugar.
That is so interesting that after all your research, you learned that these are some of the things that feed cancer. And so now you take a holistic approach. So taking this holistic approach, how long did it take before you began to see or your cancer ended up being gone?
Well, this is what I'll say. I believe God from the very beginning that I was cancer-free from the beginning, because it all begins with the mind.
Mm-hmm.
The Word of God says, think on those things that are lovely, just, pure, and of a good report. You know what? And also the Word of God says that you are what you think. So mm-hmm. I had to begin to meditate on God's word. I began to eat God's word. I don't know if listeners out there are familiar with Pastor Joel Osteen.
Mm-hmm.
He would always talk about eat the word of God. And sometimes, you know, when you, I wasn't a babe in Christ, but you know, sometimes when you hear people say things, you're like, what are they talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I learned real quick.
Right.
Eat the word of God.
Right.
It became my daily meal.
Mm.
I ate it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snacks. The word of God.
Right.
So even to this day, you know, I eat very clean. I don't play with it. Mm-hmm. I don't. Every now and then I have my moments where I fall off the bandwagon, but mm-hmm. mind you, it's not major. You know, I'll satisfy that craving, but I don't indulge in too much of anything that I should not indulge in.
So talk a little bit about that, because even my listeners may not even understand what that really means when people say to eat clean. You know, because there are, one's definition may be different to someone else's definition.
Exactly.
What does it mean to eat clean?
Correct. It means avoiding certain foods. See, like my daughter said something to me recently. She said, "Mama, everybody can't do what you do. That's the extreme."
Right.
Now, my definition of clean, the journey that I'm on,
mm-hmm.
no bread, no pasta, no grains, none of that. I don't eat anything. No cheese, no dairy, none of that.
Wow.
None of that enters into my system. And if I do eat it, I'm finding a way. I have things that I do. I'm going to flush it out. But that's not a normal part of my diet. And
right.
just recently, I took it to a whole nother level. I've kind of like backed up on all meats, you know, just doing a pretty much a plant-based diet. And
plant-based.
When I say plant-based diet, anything that came out of the ground.
Right, right.
Sweet potatoes in the oven. Sorry.
Wow. So
yeah.
Your journey now has led you to your healing.
Yes.
And
yes.
God has also placed inside of you a book that's entitled God's Handcrafted Jewel. I love that title.
Yes. God's Handcrafted Jewel.
Talk a little bit about your book.
It just basically talks about the journey that I was on. It talks about me not doing any radiation. I chose not to do any chemo. What I will say is I did do one round, and I believe that was so that I could identify with other individuals that may be struggling with maybe they should or they shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
My experience was, God, if you allow me to get through this one, I promise you I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe you, and I'm going to take you at your word that healing is a children's bread. And so after that one round of chemo, I made the, I guess you could say, the courageous decision to not to do chemotherapy nor radiation. And nor did I take what they call a 5-year pill. I did none of that.
Wow. You just simply just stood on the word of God.
I stood on the word of God, and I have a holistic doctor. And to this very day, I still see him. To stay on my journey, I take supplements that will feed my cells to fight off what is called free radicals. And again, I'm a health and wellness advisor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of things that people are not aware of. It's a lot of things that people don't know. And of course, the physicians are not going to tell you because it's a moneymaker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But I had too much to live for. You know, we were embarking upon our 25th wedding anniversary. My baby girl was, her her 16th birthday was that year. Now, mind you, I was at the height of my career. So therefore, my income had just shot through the roof. So I was beginning to do things for my family. And I talk about this in my book, for my daughter. You know, it was always, I guess you could say, a borderline income with my husband working and me being a stay-at-home mom with the girls. And so to be able to have that extra income to do the things that you were not able to do previously was exciting. You know, not being able to maybe take the time to go on vacation, but to fly my daughters somewhere for them to visit and not, you know, rattle the income in any way. So, yeah, I talk about that in my book, and, you know, I talk about the intimacy with my husband after having my left mastectomy, and some of the things that come about with the mastectomy that they don't talk to you about. There's just so much. There's so much that I have discovered on this journey that I'm able to help others to be overcomers of, because, you know, you have that self-image crisis going on. Like, you know, I'm not a real woman, and, you know, because I only have one breast, and, you know, some women have double mastectomies. I chose just to do the left mastectomy. And they have prostheses to help you look the way that you should look in your clothing. So it's just so many things that I talk about in that book, you know, what transpired after the mastectomy, and, you know, a whole nother can of worms was opened with that. And with the one round of chemo, I just did one round because they got in my ear telling me, oh, we're going to give you a low cocktail. It's not going to do anything to you and all that business. And all of my hair fell out.
Wow.
That was another experience. So all of that is in my book, God's Handcrafted Jewel. So it's just, it's a lot that individuals are not told, that they're not able, or they don't have anybody to walk alongside of them that even have an insight to what to do or what to say. Or, you know, because now they have counseling sessions for caregivers, because you just don't know. Right. If you've never experienced it, you never walked down that journey, if you've never been exposed to it, you just don't know.
Right. And that is so important that our listeners know that you can't do it alone. You do need a support system. You need someone who's going to be there to support you, or at least have somebody to talk to. So, my goodness, Kat, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Oh, absolutely.
If my listeners that are listening out there, if they wanted to get in touch with you, or if they wanted to just talk with you about taking a holistic approach, or you talking to them about your health and wellness program that you have, how would my listeners be able to get in touch with you?
They can reach me at KathyJewelChapman@gmail.com, and that's KathyJewel, and that's Chapman, CHAT as in Tom, MAN@gmail.com. I also have a number that they can communicate with me on. And the area code is 346-309-7479. And let me make sure I quoted that right, because I don't call myself often.
I know many of us don't, do we?
Oh, no. And I see it every day, you know, on my business material. But I just want to make sure I have it correct.
I know. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And your book, tell them where they can get your book.
They can email me at that email address, or call me at that number that I'm confirming to make sure that it is the correct number that I am relaying. It is 346, and I had it correct, 309-7479. And we can get it mailed right out to you.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much, Kathy. I know your story has definitely inspired our listeners out there. Those of you that are listening out there, I do pray that you were inspired by Kathy's story and using the holistic approach, being supernaturally healed by God. So all of her information, don't forget, will be in the show notes. You can just go to the podcast and all of her information will be there for you to get in touch with her. So again, thank you guys so much for tuning in to Life Strategies with Monique. So until next time, stay educated and empowered.
You've been listening to Life Strategies with Monique.